You're ready to up your Minecraft game, so you're ready to get into potion brewing. Good for you, but you need blaze rods, and you need to go to the Nether, and that's really scary. I don't like it at all.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cachefly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I am your host, Chad Johnson. If you came here to learn how to bedazzle your jeans, I'm sorry, this is a Minecraft show. I know craft is in the title, but this is about Minecraft. This week, we are going to go kill some blazes. What would you possibly need blaze rods for? Well, first you need a blaze rod to make the brewing stand, which is required for any potion brewing at all. Also, blaze rods can be turned into blaze powder, which is used on ender pearls to make the Eyes of Ender, which allows you to go to the end of the game and beat the Ender Dragon. Going into the Nether to get these blaze rods is very dangerous. First, you have to search around the Nether until you find a Nether fortress. Once you've found the fortress, you have to fight blazes. Blazes, they shoot fireballs at you. You catch on fire. You will die almost instantly. And of course, you can't have any sort of fire resistance potions because you haven't found the blaze rods yet to make those potions. So, I have a few tips on making your blaze rod harvest experience much faster and much safer. So here we are in my wonderful alpine home. I've been living here for a little while, and don't you just love it? Look, it's a little fire because it's cold outside. I love it. So let me go ahead and gather some supplies before we get into our blaze experience. Okay, so here are some of the things that would be very useful if you can manage it in your game to bring along with you. First, a shovel. You may think that's a really weird thing, but I'm going to get to it in a little bit. Some armor, and hopefully put some enchants on it. I've put some pretty high-level enchants here. Of course, you always need food, and, we're going to get to the ender pearls later. We're going to get to this later, and a pick and a flint and steel is always a good thing to bring with you. Actually, let me go ahead. I actually need torches, but... you know what? We're going to do this. No, we have to have torches. One second. Okay, so I just gave myself some torches. Now, go ahead and put on your armor. You can shift-click that on. I'm going to rearrange here. And because I like to have all my stuff in a very specific order. Okay, so we're going to go get some snowballs. And it's funny, this little thing right here, it reminds me of, like, some sort of face or something, like, Chester's my mouth, man. Anyway, okay, so let's get out of here. Now, I'm going to go ahead and harvest some snowballs. You do that with a shovel, and you just smack the snow here, and it gives you snowballs. You need a shovel to get snowballs. If you just try to hit it with the pick or with your hand, you're not actually going to get anything out of it. So make sure that you use a shovel, and I'm going to just get a few more here. Now, you may be thinking, snowballs is a really weird thing for you to get. But I will show you a really good tip once we are in the Nether. So I think I've harvested enough. Let's get out of here. Let's clean up my stairs here. And wait. Cheetos. Those are carrot. Oh, no. I guess they're Cheetos. Okay. Cute. Okay, here we go into the Nether. Now, once in the Nether, you are going to have to search around... Oh, that was loud. You're going to have to search around for a Nether fortress. Now, we've already done this, and because we are streaming, we're going to be super cheaty and just teleport myself to a Nether fortress. Bam. So, this is a Nether fortress, which here at OMG Craft Industries, we've already found. Now, there's an item which I actually forgot to pick up from the chest, which was extra blocks. So, I'm going to come on over here and harvest a few blocks. When you go into the Nether, it's always good to have just a stack of blocks, any type of block is useful. So let's just go ahead and pick up some. I have 23. This will be plenty of blocks. Now, I've already located a blaze spawner. Blazes will spawn naturally on this nether rack here if you find a... Sorry, this nether brick, nether rack brick, nether brick, jeez. And so we've already found some blazes, but there's a spawner over there. And luckily, the spawner that we found is already sort of encased in this nether rack. And the first thing that we want to do is run up to the spawner, kill some blazes, and put down torches all around it. This will not guarantee that blazes will not spawn, but it'll help a lot in making sure that they don't attack us while we're building out our little area. If you don't have a roof already, put a roof around this spawner, and then what you're going to do is you're going to block... Whoop, hello. Hello, Mr. Blaze. I'm just going to block this all up so that the blaze can't attack. This is exactly what this wall is used for. Let's destroy some of the extra blocks. And then I'm also going to put down a block over here and over here. What this has created is sort of a entrapped area for the blazes, and they won't be able to hurt you. Now, if you're standing up here, there's almost no way that a blaze can hit you. If you're standing on this lower level, it's easier for the blaze to find you and track you, but there is a chance that you can get fireballed and maybe fireballed to death. Now, to create extra blazes, go ahead and destroy your torches. So I'm going to destroy these torches. Pro tip is to not put torches behind the spawner. Whoops. See what I meant by getting hit in that area? Don't put torches behind the spawner, otherwise you won't be able to destroy it. Looks like I put a torch on top of the spawner, which may be giving me a little bit of grief. Let me see if I can... Oh, hello, hello, hello. Oh, ouch. Okay. Also, make sure to eat food. That's pro tip. Pro tip right there. That'll make your health come back. And there we go. I got that torch on top, so let's block this up. So this should be, dang it, this should be a fairly safe method. So what you come down here, you get them to track you, you can hold down shift and back up and smack these blazes in a fairly efficient way. Now, you can see that this really nice sword that I have has already degraded a little bit. And I actually don't want to do that. And I also don't want to make arrows to use on these blazes. Arrows are hard to make. So let's use those snowballs that I made earlier, because snowballs are worth nothing in-game. And as long as we get some blazes to spawn here we go, you can fire snowballs at the blazes, and that actually hurts them quite a lot. Because they're some sort of fire creation, they die just off of snowballs alone. It's a good thing to note that this spawner can actually spawn blazes outside of the walls that we have created. But the majority of the spawns will be inside of this box, but make sure to watch your back every once in a while. So now that we have some blaze rods here, let's go ahead and kill this blaze with these snowballs here. Get out of here. Get out of here. There we go. Let's go ahead and collect our blaze rods. So all we have to do is light up this area with some torches, and that flame there is actually going to help out a lot too. And then go and collect your blaze rods. How many have we? We've gotten 7 so far. Really, really useful stuff. And now we can head back home to use these blaze rods all our own. Now, there are a few things to note here. Is blazes cannot be killed by lava, which is normally, you know, which is a normal way that you would kill items. Blazes are some sort of fire beast, so lava doesn't hurt them. They can be hurt by rain or snow in the overworld. So if you wanted to create some sort of contraption that pushed them through a portal and had them come into contact with rain, snow, or water, that would kill them. But you may not get you won't get blaze rods from that, because the only way to get blaze rods is to kill the blaze yourself. Okay, so let's get to making this brewing stand. Right-click on a crafting table. I'm going to right-click a few times and put a blaze rod right there, and you get a brew stand. And now this is what you're going to use to brew all of your fun potion creations. Also, if you want some blaze powder, drop it into the crafting table, and you get 2 blaze powder from a single blaze rod. Add that to an ender pearl. And now you are greeted with an Eye of Ender, really useful in finding the end of the game. Looks like the end of the game is that way. goodbye, goodbye, little Ender Eye. Real useful stuff. Blaze rods are always the best thing to have in-game. Of course, there are always more complex and intricate ways of grinding blazes that are more automated. Lots of people like to grind blazes because they give you more XP than most other mobs in-game, but I wanted to show you a simple and fast way to get started in your blaze rod collection. If you like this show, feel free to subscribe at youtube.com/omgcraft or search for OMG Craft in iTunes. Thank you so much for watching this episode, and I will see you next time.